Rabbi, tonight's shiur is sponsored by Yosef Hillel Brachfeld. Ve'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Shimon Yosef Hillel, Rabbi Shalom, Tess Nisan, to Yotzeh.
Shus Meirev, Rabbi Shai, Agutivoch. Today in Shul, the Gabbai got up and he announced that the Shabbos HaGadol Drosha was going to be at 5:30. And I realized that it's because of daylight savings times, because the simin in Shulchan Aruch about Shabbos HaGadol is simin Tof Lamed. That's 4:30. And the Yidden were in Mitzrayim talking for 430 years, and it's Remez Yesh B'davar. But then he got up and he said that he's feeling very good, that he's not making an appeal for tzedakah of Eislech the past few weeks. That's what was going on, and that's not what's going on now. But I want to be Hakdoma to start the Shaila, two Shailas that came up recently that are Negei, the Sugi over here. There was a recent magefa in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't about measles. It was about matching. There was a whole thing about matching that every moised was saying, you give money, we'll make a matching. Machtis ha-shekel. Seichel ha-machtis ha-shekel. B'shus avi moiri shlita. So every moised was making a matching. You call in, and someone called me up. He had a shaila. He remembers that out of the seven people, because in matching, it's the cousins, brother-in-law's, uncle knows you, so he says you have to, you know, make a matching. He doesn't remember to which moisid he made the. He had in mind, he said, bepeh, that he's going to give tzedakah. He doesn't remember to which moisid. And he knows it's one of four. So he has to give to all four. He doesn't have to give at all. What's the din? And another shaila, there was a guy, also his handling in tzedakah, also matanis of yoinim, also moisitim, also orphaned elderly, all the different kinds. And Lamaisa in the drawer, there was roiv of the tzedakah belonged to one tzedakah, and a meat was from a different tzedakah, and Lamaisa found some cash on the floor. Do you rely, to which tzedakah should it go? Should you go vasa roiv, or you have to give to both? Or yibachal don? What's the din? So, we have here the sugya by Yosavad in Chul and Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet, but maybe we'll start Dafka from Nedarim and get back in 2-3 minutes to the Sugin Chulin and try to set it up. We're going to be talking about Sveikis by Tzedakah. Sveikis by Inyonim of Tzedakah, or by Matnes Aniyim, or Matnes Kahuna, or various monetary chiyuvim. The Gemara in the Nedarim has a shaila whether Yesh Yad LeKedushin or Ein Yad LeKedushin, whether Yesh Yad LePeya, Yesh Yad LeTzedakah, eventually Yesh Yad LeBeis Hakisa, a whole sugya of Yodos. And we'll go straight to the tzedakah. The case is a person said, Harei zu l'tzedakah. He picked up a coin or a money or something. He said, this is for tzedakah, v'zu. Similar by Kedushin, Harei at mekudeshes v'at. And then it's a shayla in the Gemara, whether yesh yodis l'tzedakah, because the tzedakah is a neder. And when you say the full lashon of Harei zu tzedakah, it's a neder. When you say v'zu, does hilchis yodis apply that when you said v'zu to the other coin, it's ki'ilu, you said, I'm not going to the lamas of yodis now. This is not the yodis of Arva Roitim. That's a different kind of yodis. But is it considered that you said a nether on the second amount of the money also? So the Gemara is a teku. The maskot is teku. So in the Ran, in the Dorim, he says, L'inyan alocha, what do? We have a teku now. We have a suffix. A person took a $100 bill. He said, Arezu l'tzedakah. And then he took another $100 bill and said, Vizu. Vizu what? Vizu also to tzedakah? Or Vizu, this is for lunch. What did he mean? So you have your $100 bill, and you have a suffix. You have a suffix. So what should the din be? The Gemara says teku. What should the din be? So the MS is, let's go straight into the kishkas of the Indian over here. On one hand, hamoytim chaver alav araya. In momentous, we know always the rule is, if you're in doubt, you don't have to give. Hamoytim chaver alav araya. On the other hand, the father, we're dealing here with a deraisa. And there's a din of suffix deraisa l'chumah. How do you reconcile that? That's a big problem. And that's the crux issue of the sugya. There's going to be a lot of details, and knaches and steeris and try to build up new yisaitis about this, but the core issue is this. It's l'chayra, it's a steer, it's oxymoron, it doesn't stim. Mominis, l'kula, aber iser is l'chumra. But here, that's good for what you have. You have a suffix of a monetary chi of mitzvah sesa. You know, if a guy's mesupik if he put tefillin, suffix derais l'chumra. If he's mesupik if he was noitul dalad meaning, suffix derais l'chumra. Even if it's going to cost him money. It's chol moy, it's about right before shkia. He doesn't remember if he was noit to lulav, and for $20 someone will sell him. So he has to spend the money. Well, money. No, you have a mitzvah sesa deraisa. So here you have a mitzvah sesa deraisa. Maybe this second $100 bill is also tzedakah. I mean, the Gemara in the Dorm is mesukah. When you take $200, two $100 bills and you pick up one, you say, I raise the tzedakah. And then the other one you say vizu, and the women supik, halacha lamaisa, whether that's tzedakah or is it for lunch. So what do you do? Do you say suffik doiraisa l'chumra? Or do you say no, I can keep it?
Don't we say that the moment paskin dois the issa?
What does that mean, like the moment paskin dois the issa?
You say bari v'shemra, right?
Right.
You love bari yodif.
What about the leisigzo?
Yeah,
so let's go straight to that. L'chayre, every moment a sticky issue is really a doiraisa of leisigzo. Right? If you want to be mechalting moment and isser, whenever you have a shayla, if you owe somebody money, let it be nizik, and you pick the case of bari v'shemra. Grada, bari v'shemra, classic, could be by halva, right? I lent you money, I don't remember if I paid you back, or I don't remember if I even borrowed. Or it could be about nezikin. It could be a case of a teku, when we're not sure if he'll just try this, if he's mechuyev, in this case. Whatever the issue may be, you're mesupik if you owe a guy money. So we say, amaytum hakav l'raya, keep the money. What do you mean? But if it's not yours, aren't you being overly sigzal? How do you reconcile that? So you said a nusach, which some achroimim say similar, that the gedorim of a sigzal, even though it's iser, the Gedorim are based on what Hilchas Momenis Choshen Mishpat says. You have any clue why? Is that a Svara? Is there a Yalfusa for that? Why is it like that? Why should it be like that? I don't know. There is a raid like that the Momen is Oyska Paskin based on the Gedorim. But you know, there's a class act thing over here. In a regular case of Momenis, you know why Lois Sigzol is not. Let's go the other way. Lois Sigzol should say, you must give it up. I don't know if I owe this money. I don't know if I was Mazik someone. I suffered if it was my cow or someone else's cow, car, cow, whatever it was. I don't know, right? So why do I say, how much money do I don't have to pay? Adrab! On the side that I own the money and I'm not paying, I'm being over like sigzol. I'm also being over that I'm not doing my tishlumen of nezikin. I'm about to mitzvah essay.
One second.
Yes, I'm saying like sigzol, I'm getting a little dramatic about it, but there's a chiv, you have a chiv, ba'ala bor yishalim. Yeah, there's a suffix if what fell into the bar. Why not mechuyev?
I'm not mechuyev because it's a suffix.
Where does it say here? The shas brachas truoksen. Where does it say that when you assume, you don't have to pay? It says shalom yeshalim hamavras aveira. Maybe I'm the mavras aveira. Maybe not. I don't remember. We don't know who did the match or whatever the case is. A suffix. It's a suffix. I'm a suffix. For lulav, I have to go lechumra. Like Philip, I go lechumra. Why by shalom yeshalim hamavras aveira? Don't I say I have to go lechumra? Manishtano.
Hefter, Bez, and
Hefter. Hefter, Bez, and Hefter, okay.
The other person okay. Had the same problem.
Oh! That's a very good one. We're going to use that. You're going to get it stuck soon, which we want to do, but L'chaira, in the Leisigzol, there's always two. It takes two. And therefore, what do you mean? Oh, so I should have to pay off Leisigzol? Then I'll look him in the eye and say, maybe you owe me the money. Maybe I don't owe you, and now you have to give it back to me. That is true. And we're going to see that's a Sheinachab. There are Achronim that say that. That's a Galad
L'chaira. The
No.
It was yours before the Suffolk
came. That's exactly what I might say the is, but that's a totally different share. You bring up an excellent point. There's Mesech the Chulin in the first paragraph that convened in this Chazokis. You know, Chazokah the Mifu was Molly, Chazokah the Isha was a Pnuya. So there's right, the Chazokah that the money was in my pocket, not in yours. That is a loaded issue whether Hamaitzim Kamel Varaya is a first cousin or even a twin brother of Chazokis of the Mikvah, the lady, whatever, or not, or it's a totally different issue. That is also in the Kuntres HaSvekis, but it's not the Kuntres HaSvekis we're doing. That's in Kuntres HaSvekis in Gimel. We're doing a test. Okay, now it goes like this. You could say this chap, but the Olam here is we're spelling it back in a kuda. Safik doiraisa lulav dalgmini many mitzvah tarig mitzvahs lechumra. And by momentis when we pass kana moizmachav el raya, we'll use your sprach. The momentis paskin toys to the dorm of the iser. He said a different nusach. You're in a catch 22 because what? I should pay you, so then you'll have to give it back to me anyways. Afuche matrosa lamali. It's a nice chop. Is that really the pshat? Now, b'cholif, when we go, let's go straight into the sugi here. Again, we started with a Gemara Nedarim, which is talking about a suffix by tzedakah. It's a suffix in din. When a person picks up two $100 bills and says, Harei zu l'tzedakah, vizu, and there's a machloikis in the Gemara, suffix, would it take him? Whether there's yadois for the nidre tzedakah. So, tachlis, do I go to chumra and give the other $100 to tzedakah? Or I go to kula? Can you do it? It's machlekes Ran and Rashba. This is basics. This is a hakdoma to get into the yonim. The Ran says you go l'kula, and the Rashba says you go l'chumra. What's this machlekes Ran and Rashba? And is this machlekes Ran and Rashba a very local, pinpointed machlekes dafka by yodois? Like the Machin Ephraim wants to learn that it's a nakuda, where in the gedorim of nidrei tzedakah, if the neder is chal, not the whole local vart, or are we going to take this Ran and Rashba as it's mavur, a lot of rise to this? That it's a more larger topic. What?
Between a lav and an esed, because his case was
no. You could make chalukim like that. There are many chalukim to make. That's not one of the ones I was planning to go into. We could digress, but let's start up with some basics. That definitely is also an option. Let's cut and go to the Gemara Chulin.
Are we assuming that, we're assuming that a suffix device of the Chumash is a din Torah, not a din like the Rambam, so a din Rabban. If din Rabban, then you could just say,
I'm not sure. That's a huge topic. The din of the Rambam of suffix device of the Kula.
But you can answer it by the Rambam. You could, by the Rambam sheet, you can say, hey, man.
You want to say that it's the Rashba l'shitosoi, because he's the one that goes l'chumra here, and you want to say it's l'shitosoi, they go suffix device l'chumra, l'chumra. It's possible.
I'm saying that if you hold like the Rambam, it's not a problem at all, because you could say
You could get out of it also, but Kenzai. Okay, we're going to cut, and we're going to open up a Gemara Chulin. Everyone knows that's what we're doing over here. The Mishnah says in Chulin, let's start from the beginning just to get into it, and then we'll put the two things together. Because as we know, the Ran in the Durham brings this sugi in Chulin to prove his shita, that by Sufik Yodos Litzdaka you go Lakula, and we have to answer up for the Rajva. That's what we're going to do. The Mishnah says, a ger shen is gai, of a hoisle parah. A ger, well, he was a ger, I mean, he was a goy actually, but all goyim are called gerim by Mount Tyre already, b'shoyrish nishmasa, he was a ger, and he's a ger shen is gai. And he had a cow. Now, the parah was nishchata. We're talking about the chiv of matonis, matnas kahuna, zor lechayim v'keiva. And it says, actually, in his gaya potter, mishin his gaya chayiv. Sofek potter. How much time can I have a ride? He comes home, I guess, let's just stage out the case. He went to the Bezdin, and either he knows that he was toivel exactly at 3:05 in the afternoon, but when he gets home at 4, he doesn't know if his cow was shechted before 3:05 or after 3:05. Or he knows that his cow was shechted at 3:15, but when he gets back from the bezin, he doesn't remember if he toiled at 2 or at 4. Bekitzer, we don't know if his chalois geirus happened, because the chalois chi of matonus of Zoyel Chayim Kev is the reg of the shechita. The assumption is that the cow is his. A side question, why is it his? He became a new person. Does he have to reacquire his nechosim or not? It's a nice shaila, I don't want to go into it. But the assumption is that it remains his things, and he doesn't have to be toiled his own kalim, because tefillah is kalim, because he bought it from a guy. Ayin Shom. And the Mishnah says, this is what we need. What if you're Masupik? If you're Masupik, you hear this guy comes home, he's newly, freshly Jewish, and he is trying to figure out if he has a chiv of Zroel Chayim the Keva. Pashat, where Masupik in Metzias, was he Toivel? Was his gay Rischal far the Shechita or Nach the Shechita? Stay in the Mishnah that it's a Maitzim Achavel Varai. Now, this, straight to the point, is Mamash our topic. Zroel Chayim the Keva is a chiv of the Raisa. Safik Lechumra. And we say, no, you go Lekula. Why you go Lekula? Hamayt, the Mishnah uses the words. Hamayt, Samach, Avel, Avarai. There's no doubt that the Mishnah uses those words. Whether it's connected to the Chulin, the Kechazok, or not, is a huge topic. But the fact is, it says, Hamayt, Samach, Avel, Avarai. Frekti Gemara steer from the Mishnah in Peya. The Mishnah in Peya talks about Chari, Nemolim, Shebatei, Chakoma. There's a whole Mitzias, the Keshayla, of exactly which parts of the Tzir is Leket or not. And it's a Machlekes of Yidid, the Rabbanon. And Lamayt, the Gemara ends up saying, the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Sofik, Leket, Leket. Frekti Gemara to steer. Sofik, Matnes, Kahuna, Lekula. Sufik leket. Leket. Sufik leket to go lechumra. So, I mean, let's remember, we also have Sufik tzedaka, and we're going to talk about a few other ones. Zok the Gemara, on this idea of Sufik leket leket, the Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says, time a comer. Domer shem elokesh mai dichsiv ani varosh hatzdiku. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, ani varosh hatzdiku. Help out the poor guy. So, frankly, what does that mean? If it's in din, and al pi din toyer, you're dying, he's supposed to lose. Maybe give him stuck afterwards, but you're not supposed to be mata the din. The dol oy sedar beriboy. The Gemara quotes. Ella, the drosha of ani rosh hatzdiku was an asmach, the pasuk in Tehillim, and this, by the way, is the key of the sugi now. Well, a big chunk of it. Sadek mishol chavetemoy. It's a play on words. The lashon of the pasuk is ani rosh hatzdiku, and chazal darshan sadek mishol chavetemoy. The same way, you know, the ktsois achoshin in the vernacular is called the ktsois. So for the oilam has to know, in this sugi, this is the sugi of tzadik. We're handling together of this din of tzadik. That's how the oilam yeshivas it's called. We're doing the sugi of tzadik. Tzadik mishal chavetein. What's the gedorim of this din of tzadik? Tzadik says, if you're not sure if you have to give leket, give the leket. You're not sure? Go over the line. Give it to him. I'm not saying it's lefnim ashuras din. I'm not talking if it's din. But that's what we learn out of it. A smachta yafusa from Tehillim. You're not sure? So give it. If that's the pshat, so how come you don't have that by Matnas Kahuna also? So the emes is, let's interject. Rav Naftali Trump says, Amayrit HaKazach. It says by the Matnas Kahuna, one of the psukim talks about the lady, the coin, it says, Chelef HaBedaschem. It's a salary. I'll say it. Matnas Kahuna is, give to the coin what is owed to him. Give him his matonis. And by an oni, the oni, you give the oni your money. By Bezoi, it's very simple that Tzadik Mishulcho doesn't apply to Matnas Kahuna. Man is kuna fakir. Give the kohen was kommt dem. Over here, I don't know if it's kumt dem. I went to the mikvah, I was toivel, I became a ger, I came home, I don't know if the cow was shechted before or after, so I don't know if I have to give to the kohen. I don't know. How am I supposed to be alright? Davka by manis aniyim. By manis aniyim, it's give the oni what your things. You're not sure, but give him your thing. So that itself is an idea that tzaddik, the din of tzaddik mishalcha, more applicably is by manis aniyim. But that's what Naftali's for, but it's not what the Gemara says. Because the Gemara is taka bothered. If there's already a chiyuv of tzaddik mishalcha by leket, why is there no chiyuv of tzaddik mishalcha by zroil chayim v'keva? And fit the Gemara, very hard Gemara now, one line. Amar Rava, hocha para b'cheskas p'tor kaima. The cow is b'cheskas p'tor. Why is a cow b'cheskas p'tor? The cow was owned by someone who, for sure, yesterday was a goy. We know now he's a yid and he was Megayer. I don't want to get the oil confused with a case of what if this guy goofed when he was Megayer, he found out afterwards the Bezdin called that. In the morning, the mikvah was mole, but when they found out in the afternoon, the mikvah was chaser, and now he was labeled at 3 p.m., 3:05, that was our case. They called him for the bezin at 5 o'clock, they made a check, and they saw that the mikvah was chaser, and that's a whole sugi of tarti l'reyesa. So, bemis, it's a bluff, because in such a case, vada he's potter. Since there's a din of chaser lefanecha, together with cheskas goy, so he's, no, it's not so to say, it's vada goy. Tarti l'reyesa, pass the voice already, that he's vada goy, he wouldn't be a shy even. You could have a more complex case of what if Taka, after the Bezdin recalled him that the mikvah was chaser, he went in with Tevel again, and then he doesn't know if the cow was shechted before the first filo or after the first one. Then you could have a case of Sveika. I once made a whole shir on that, but that was separate. But let's go simple. The Gemara says the cow is becheskes p'tor. As opposed to by the leket, the kum is becheskes chiv. Rabbi say ivritach, so I learned this 2-3 days ago. What does it mean the kum is becheskes chiv? We're doing a mission in Peah. I don't know exactly what Chori and Amola means, something with ants, the ant to the list, and the wheat fell on this side, and that side, the is the Metzias, but it's not Becheskes Chiyav. Al Zeh Anudonim, whether this is part of the Leket. Obviously, the Gemara means that the field in general has a Chiyav of Leket. I don't know if those pieces apply, but the field in general has a Chiyav of Leket. And the obvious question is, who cares? That's not the Gedarim of Ches. This for sure is Leket. The question is, how much? Why is there a Cheskes Chiyav? So, a common way to learn this Gemara, and this is very important, is that the Gemara is saying Gedorim of Tzaddik. And again, let's focus on this. Tzaddik Mishalcha. It's a Yelfusa from Tehillim. It applies by various tzedakas and such. But the Gemara is saying a rule. It only applies when there's a Cheskas Chiyuv, not when there's a Cheskas Ptor. What does that mean? What if I'll find you a case that there's no Cheskas Chiyuv and there's no Cheskas Ptor? This is Alamo, when you make with the grub finger. In the Gemara like this, right? What's the Iker HaDgosh of this Gemara? It's a huge Machlekes, and here's the spoiler. We're going to go that's the Machlekes Ran and Rashi and Dora. This Nakuda. But that we put it on the side for a minute. The Pshat in this Gemara, Hocho, when do you say the Din of Tzadik? When don't you say the Din of Tzadik? By Manas Kuhuna? Because the cow is Becheskes Ptor. Hocho, by the Leket case, the Leket is Becheskes Chiv. Okay, what if you have neither? I'm going to show you cases when you have neither. L'chaira, you know, the case over here of the tzteiku of by Nadorim, there's no cheskes chiv, there's no cheskes ptor. A guy picked up $200, and he said, Harezu tzedaka, vizu. And there's a teiku where the vizu gam came with tzedaka, al yidei din of yodis, or there's not a din of yodis by tzedaka, a suffix. And the Gemara paskins, teiku. Is there a cheskes chiv? No. Is there a cheskes ptor? No. So do you say tzadek or not?
Before he said something, he was not here. He was potter. Now the shy way.
So the leket also. If that's what you're excellent, but if that according to that, then leket also shouldn't be called cheskes chiyuv. What's the difference? That's what I want to get to now. So now let me talk and give you the headline of it. The achroinim go, and we're going to see if this will work or not. Again, remember we're cutting back and forth over here. We have it set up. The Gemara in the Dorim is talking about a suffik tzedaka. The Gemara in Chulin is by suffik leket and by suffik matonis. Here we're talking about Sufik Tzedaka. Sufik Tzedaka, Sufik and Din, with an Adorim the Kishai, the Hilchos Yodos, and the Gemara Taka says Teku. There's no Gemara about it. The Gemara says Teku. And there's a big Ran here, and he says, the Ran says, I go Lakula, the Rashba goes Lakuma. What's this about? The Shevish of the Shai, the Ran says, you go Lakula, because he holds that there's no Din of Tzaddik over here. And the Rashba goes Lakuma. Careful. Why does the Rashba go Lakuma? Some say because he holds this Tzaddik. You're not sure if the second Franklin has to also go al sadin of yodis. You're not sure. The Rashba goes l'chum. The Rashba goes l'chum. Does the Rashba mean al sadin of tzaddik, or does the Rashba mean samazay al sufik deraisa l'chumra? Or I'll give you another curveball. I think the Machna Frayim goes like that, and others. By Nedarim, you have a lav of Bal Yachel. A lav. Oh, thanks. There's a lav of Bal Yachel. You're going to be over Bal Yachel. If there's a din of Yodos, there's a take if there's a din of Yodos. But if there's a din of Yodos, Gival, if you're not going to give the second $100 bill to Tzedakah, you're being over a lav, Doy Raisa. You're being over Isra of a lav. Maybe that's why the Rashba goes to Chumra. It's an option. But whichever which way we want to go, we want to transplant this now back to the Sugya in Chum. Oh, excellent. I want to start on the Rashba, but we'll do the same thing. According to the Rashba. Oh, you know what? Let's finish Taka one more line. There's one more line in this Gemara. Again, I'm going to start from the beginning again, just for myself. Anyone can listen in. I'm just in the Sada from the beginning. We have Gemara Nedarim that talks about a Sofik Tzedakah by the din of Yodis. We have the Mishnah, which is Sofik Matonis with a Ger, and we have the Sofik Leket, the Sofik about the Chayrin and Molim. The Gemara is another case. This is, by the way, the same Ger. He again comes home. He finds an Issa Megulgelis, right? Hafrashas Chala. He finds an Issa Megulgelis, and he doesn't know if the Gilgal Issa happened while he was Megayer. Was it before the Geris or after the Geris? And it says, Sofik Chala, you go to Chumrah. Now that raises a problem. What's the difference Sofik Chala and Sofik Zorah Lechai Mekeva? Zokti Gemara? This is mind boggling. Sofik Isra Lechumrah, Sofik Momen Lekula. Chala is a Sofik Isra, because it's Tevel, right? Again, if the Issa was in his galgal while he was still a goy before he went into the mikvah, he's not mechuyev at all. But maybe that's not what happened. Maybe he was. And you go, Sofik Issa Lechumrah.
No,
you can't say tzaddik over here. Let's be very careful. Why is explain to the noise. Why is there no tzaddik? Why is there no tzaddik here in the holidays?
But you can't eat it with this tabo. It's a
So be mafreshit and then keep it and sell it to a kohen. Don't be sina. Be mafreshit. So it's not tabo anymore. And then tell the kohen, I want to sell it to you. I don't want to give it to you for free.
First, it doesn't say you can't do that.
No, it says you have to give it to him.
So maybe because once you put a shame on it, so
maybe that's what the Gemara means. Or maybe, but be careful here. By again, we have a lot of cases. I want to focus on Chalana. Is it a tzaddik, or is it not a tzaddik? I don't think you could use tzaddik here. The Gemara already said that when there's cheskas p'tur, you can't use tzaddik. Here it's also cheskas p'tur. It's the same ger. He was a goy. He definitely was a goy earlier this morning. So there's no tzaddik here. So that's really what I want to focus on. Klapi the Rashba now. The Rashba goes l'chumra by Yodos, and by Israel Lechaim Kevi goes Lekula. But you know what? Let's talk about here in the Dorm. This is crucial. When the Rashba says you go Lechumra by Yodos, again, the case was, it picked up 200 alibals, $100. Harei Zu, it's done. Picks up the second one, he says, Vizu. There's a Gemara in the Dorm that's Mesupik, whether there's a din of Yodos by such a case. So the Rashba, Tak it's a Teiko, you have to give the money to Tzedakah. Does he mean because of Tzadik? Tzadik? Or does he mean Stam is it? Is it enough Suffolk there, Isa? Either way, the Shaila is. The Shaila is. By Suffolk Leket Leket. The Gemara said, you go Lechumra. Why do you go Lechumra? The Gemara said, I'll Tzadik. That the Gemara said. That's the Gemara by us. According to the Rashba, if over here it wasn't Al Tzadik, if over here it was Al Sinadarim, Al Stam Suffolk Lechumra, so why do you need tzaddik over here by Leket? And Manushak, if there's tzaddik here, why is there no tzaddik by Leket? Oh, if you learn that the reason the Rashba went Lechumra is Alf Bal Yachel, then Avada, you're right, that over here it's Alf Bal Yachel, and here you have to come on to tzaddik. Excellent. That is one of the mahalchim we mentioned. If you go that the Sugi Nedarim, the Rashba was going Lechumra because of the Bal Yachel, then you're right, over here you need to come out to tzaddik. But if that wasn't pshat in the Rashba, if the Rashba taka meant al tzaddik, or his stamzi meant al sofik yisal l'chumra, what's the chiluk? So the Moshe Rav Shach's Torah here is that he makes the chiluk between a sofik in din and a sofik in metzias. But again, that's rei in tzaddik, that there's gedorim in tzaddik, whether you go l'chumra or l'kula. But the shal is the other way. I want to go on this gemara in chumin. Let's go back. We're going in the field now. A guy finds choyre nemolim, he's giving leket. But there's a whole complex case in pay when there's a thing with an antel and the things are coming, going. There's a certain piece that you're not sure if it has hilchas leket. The Mishnah says you go lechumra. And the Gemara says before it's midin tzaddik. What do you have to come out to the din of tzaddik? Tepuklei stam as a suffik derais lechumra. So there's a murder dikaturi evan. It's based on a mordcha ready. In this metzias, a case of suffik leket, roiv is that it's not leket. I'll pee the metzias way it is in the field, because the Gemara is a case when you're not sure. Roiv would say really that it's not leket. And the Turi Evan is machadish, but the Goyzim Yibarach, there's a lot of Mepharim, I put in the Mepharim, Tzadik is so powerful, Tzadik Mishulcha V'Tenloi. Tzadik Mishulcha V'Tenloi says even if there's a roif. Even if there's a roif that's leaning towards that you're putter. There's a roif. Because again, the Metzias of Chayrin Amalim is such that roif of the Tavor that's there really does belong to you. Even roif doesn't help in the face of Tzadik. And that's the Pelefrek, the Hagoyis, Imri Baruch and the Tori Evin and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yadal. The Gemara said in the first that you only say Tzadik when there's a Cheskas Chiv. Not when there's a Cheskas Ptur. That means Chazakah can dray out of Tzadik. Ruba v'Chazakah Ruba. This is called a classic ladder question. Ruba v'Chazakah Ruba. And Roiv is not powerful enough by Tzadik. Right? Tzadik is more powerful. Tzadik says even if there's a Roiv helping you, give it anyways. So how come Chazakah could Kati Manishtana Roiv from Chazakah? That's the big tumul. The Achrayim want to ask. That's a big tumult. So you have to know what's the chilik lagabi that. So you can go into Rubit Lassa Kaman and Issa Kaman and various kinds of chazokas. That's that shmuz. Now again, we'll start it again. We have this Gemara in the Dorin with the din of Yodois, where there's a machloikis, Ran, and Rashba, where they go to Chumra Lukulim. And the Ran dabbled in the Sugyan Chumran, but I want for 1 minute just the Ran brings another light. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Ches talks about Dmai. And there's a shaila b'sofik matnas aniyim. If you have to give trumas and maishas by d'mai. D'mai, of course, means that there's a sofik if the am ha'oretz was mafresh. Mi ikar hadin, you don't because roiv. Remember that word. Roiv am ha'oretz ma'asrin. Mi ikar hadin. The Torah's din is that you say mechan roiv. No chazal made a takana that no, don't be say mechan roiv. They made a chiyuv of d'mai. Zokteran according to Gemara Nedarim in Yuma Dafches. Fine, so you mafresh the Maiseroni, right? But then you don't have to give it. Because maybe really the Amoritz was mafresh. Zokteran, why? It's a suffix, right? You have a suffix. What's the case here? There's a roiv that really Amoritz and Mamarasin. But then there's a Rabbanu the Gedin of Dema. And then we're saying, okay, so for the Maiseroni, be mafresh, but then you can give it. Because maybe you don't owe it to the Ani. Because maybe really the Amoritz was mafresh already and gave the Maiseroni. So that's mamish this kind of case. The Ran says, you see, you go the Kula. So by Dmai, you got to be very careful. I want to, for 1 minute, I want to talk about the Chamor of Rav Pinchas Ben Yor, the Gemara in Chulin, actually. Do anyone remember? 133 blood ago? What?
The whole
thing
of Dmai is forget
Chazakah. That's what I want to get to. Hey, a Maisa Shehoya with my Shver, Zechatzadik Levrocha, Rav Aaron Yafin, with Rav Moshe. This was a Shabbat I had with Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's a famous Maisa. It goes like this. The Gemara in Chulin brings the story of Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yor, that he came to an inn, and the chamor didn't want to eat, and it was nizbar that the chamor didn't want to eat because it was d'mai. Now you have to chav, this chamor, vaistois, is a heilige chamor, he doesn't eat d'mai. And the gemara even is nispol, the gemara says, the chamor is so machmer, even d'mai he doesn't eat. Fretzach akasha, bomb akasha. This chamor obviously has, like, direct connection upstairs. The food that was being fed to the chamor was tevel, mamish tevel, or fakert, the amoritz there was ma'aseret. I have a mamon of shachkasha. If it was mamish tevel, the chamor knows the truth. So then be misfold that this chamor doesn't eat tevel. But don't go tell me that he's a zafrim, he doesn't even eat Rabbanut Ashkelon. Yeah, he doesn't eat tevel. Tevel is mamish misvedei shemayim. That he doesn't eat. But it's not demai, because the chamor knows, the chamor knew that it was really tevel. On the other hand, if it was yem usr, so why didn't he eat it? He knows the truth. So there was tithurutzen. I forgot which one says which. Mashver with mamish. One teretz is lo'olam, the chamor knew that it's mamish tevel. The chamor knew, meaning the connection is that it's tevel. Over the din is roiv amaretz masrim. So meikra din, there is a din of roiv. You're allowed to be lying on roiv. The chamor would also eat it because there's a din of roiv. Even knowing the truth, the connection this chamor has is to what the din is, right? It's oisk, like you avor, it's oiskapad. The chamor is oiskapasim with the gedor. So the chamor would have been, why didn't he eat? Because he's machmer on divine. The other option is punk fakir. Lo'olam, it was ma'usr. It was mamish mosa. The chamor knew that it was mice was taken off. Oh, but it's a din of d'mai. Kach tiknu chazal. So now you have to know which one is the raya. But that was the good. And now that's another case where the Ran is bringing a raya to our shayla. Now, we started with our original two shaylas. I want to get back to them.
What does the Ran want from d'mai?
Another raya. Another raya. You go sotik l'kul. And that's Bemis the problem. I said this earlier, and I'll repeat it. We said that there's a mach, there's a Rabbanon, it's a local din by Maiseroni. There's a lot of tainus. I even said, if you remember, I said there's a mach and a friend that learns that the machlek is run in Rashba is mamash on a nekuda, whether the gedorim of Bal Yachel, specifically by Ingrid Stoka, if the nether is chal or not. If that was a machlokes, and I said we're going to see that it's epis ha'alnis tazoy shtar. The Ran brings two different rayas, one from Chulin, one from Yuma here about Ma'aser Ani, and it's all part of the topic. It's the shrite that this more, it's a more broader topic, something going on here. Avad haguf al zeno donim. But I want to set it up like this now. We started with a few shaylas. If a person doesn't remember to which matching donation he gave, so the emes is a first tshuva chasam sofer. There wasn't matching in his days, but he does have this shayla. The chasam sofer has a purse in tshuva yerdei simon reishmem. If a person made an edel tzedok and he doesn't remember to which one, and the way the chasam sofer starts in the back, he doesn't remember if he was donating to the chevra kadisha or to rachmas eskala or to a yeshiva. He doesn't, or a koyel, he doesn't know. So there's three options. He said, "I'm going to give $100." And he said which one. He doesn't remember now what he said. Did he say $100 to the Chevra Kaddish, $100 to the Shul, $100 to the Tat, $100 to Moshe Chitim? He doesn't remember. So one option is, if you go like the Rashba, Sofak L'Chumra, let's say he only has four options. Not Zoyg D'Dreit. He has four things that he's not sure which one he gave. So one option is to give $400, $100 each. Another one he can say, I'm Moshe Machrel Varai, and not give a cent. Another option is he can take $100, put it on the beam, and say, figure it out. It's not my problem. Right? Call us and govern. Okay, then. The Chasam Sofer has these three shayles. So listen to a beautiful shtickle. The Chasam Sofer brings a Yerushalmi. Do you remember that in our Gemara, the Gemara quoted a pasuk in Tehillim that says Ani v'rosh hatzdiku, and the Gemara darshes Ani v'rosh hatzdiku a drosha tzadik mishulcha b'teima. Brings the Chasam Sofer that the Yerushalmi actually brings four mekayos. Rab Shimon ben Nosson b'shem Rab Yoinasin Taka says Ani v'rosh hatzdiku. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is same idea, but in different words. Hatzdikeyu b'matnoisov, b'matzdikim in his matonis. That's like our Gemara. Tzadik mishulcha, hatzdikeyu b'matonis. Rish Lakish says a different shot. He quotes a pasuk, loisat the mishpat of yoincha. Similar idea. Loisat the mishpat of yoincha, tateyu, b'mata towards him, lean towards him. Zok the chesam sofer. Those two are very similar. Regardless if you dug up a pasuk in Tehillim, or you dug up this pasuk of loisat the mishpat. But it's a klal yistik pasuk by all monetary tzedakah, good deed related issues. Zok the Chasam Sofer continues the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Illa. It's actually in the Yerushalmi, it's cut off, it's Rabbi Loi, but it's Rabbi Illa. They bring pesukim that are local by Leket. Tazoy, Hanach lefnei mishalcha. And the other one says, Lager layosim v'lamone yieh, vein mididei, vein mibidicha yieh. Zok the Chasam Sofer, Mori de Gezach. We know that besides all the gedarim, whether you go Safak Mamon Lekula, Safak Yisrael Lechumra, and all the deals that we talked about, we saw there's another game-changing factor called Tzadik, right? He said, we have to know when it applies in the gedarim, but besides all the other basic rules, there's a din of Tzadik. Zok Techsam Sofer, is Tzadik a local din in Leket? Or is it by all Tzadikis? Zok Techsam Sofer, it's totally. Loi, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yonasan and the Yerushalmi, that learned out from a foreign Pusik, either a Pusik in Tehillim, like the Bavli does, Ani Varash Hatzdiku, or so it's a din of by all stocks. But later of Yoichanon, it's a local din in Leket. It's a special chumra only by Leket, not by other matanos. It doesn't even apply by the Gemara Nadar here, by Yodis Lutzdaka. Right? Lemoshel, by Yodis Lutzdaka, should you go to Chumra? It's totally in the Makairis. Adke the Kachtis, I'm sorry, it's Vilda. I have to check the Girsas here. He brings that there are, it's not like it's a Paiskin, but he says it's totally in the Girs in the Shami, because we know Rav Rab Yoichanon, we pass like Rab Yoichanon. So, but he says there's a different Girs in the Shami that the names are switched, that Rab Yoichanon brings the Pasuk of tzaddik, meaning it's totally the machlokes of pricing was whether who's the mara of the shmeitzer, the one that said tzaddik, was it Rabbi Yochanan or was it Rish Lakish? Because whether the din of tzaddik is a local din or not. Another interesting case where you have this shail of tzaddik would be also sukkis. We already had two interesting ones which we have to apply the rules here. One of them is the Maharit, which is coming up for b'chayrus. We're starting b'chayrus Bezer Hashem on the day of Tainus b'chayrim, starting. The Gemara in Bechayrus Daf Yud Ches. Rachel, that was Mevakeres, right? The female Rachel we had today, Rachelim, Rachelois, whoever's holding, but a Rachel had Mevakeres, and she gave birth to twin boys. A Rachel, a female sheep, gave birth to twin sons, Zecharim. One of them died. And you don't know which one it is. Meaning, originally you didn't know, they're identicals. Yeah, Nishkevist. But who cares? You have a Bechar, be poided. And now you don't know, because one of them died. You don't know if the Bechar died, or the other one died. What's the din? Why isn't there a din of tzaddik? Let's tell the shayla. Marit's kasha. What does the Gemara mean in Bechayrus Daf Yud Ches? You'll be thinking about me 3 weeks from now when you get there. Rachel hamevakeres v'yolda shnei schorim v'meis echad mehem. Hamoitzi mechaveri olav haraya. That's what it says. Why? Tzaddik mishalcha v'tein lo. So you have to play out the thing here. If tzaddik is only when there's a cheskas chiyuv, over there there's no cheskas chiyuv. But if a keret tzaddik is stam azay, abid is not a cheskas ptur, you don't have a cheskas ptur. This is a perfect example of a case that doesn't have a cheskas chiyuv and doesn't have a cheskas ptur.
Why isn't there a cheskas chiyuv?
You're saying for sure there was a cheskas chiyuv when it was noilad. One second. You want to say this cheskas chiyuv? I mean, for sure, Bechor was noilad. It died afterwards. One second. It died after the later, right? It wasn't a miss. One second. You want to say it should be considered cheskas chiyuv?
I wasn't
a bar kayoma. I mean, it died. It was an eifel. It was an eifel. It became that it was an eifel. Yeah, it was his bar that it was an eifel. The one that died was his bar was an eifel. And if the bechor was an eifel, the other one is healthy. So then there's no cheskas chiyuv, right? Yeah. There's no cheskas. It's mamish in the middle. It's not. No, but that's beautiful because again, you go back to the Gemara. Rava said parla becheskas ptur. Come up a cheskas chiyuv. I mean, Klal, what's the ikker? Niggin, where's the ikker var? This case of a twins is a good example. Another good example, you just had it two blad ago. Tzvi habal tiyosha. So I'm up in the shidduch with a chaya and a behemah, right? Zroi l'chaya in the cave is only by behemah, not by chaya. And you have a behemah that it's a suffix, it's a tzvi habal tiyosha. So the case is you give half of the matonis and the other half is samaritz and chavel avaraya. Why? Say tzaddik. Is that called cheskas chiyuv? On the first half, now you help again, right? You have the behemoth, it's gufa, an identity issue. You don't know if it's a behemoth or a chayah. Is that called cheskas chiyuv? Or that's not called cheskas chiyuv? What? Oh, if you learn that there's no tzaddik by matonis in the end. No, that's what Maftali wanted to say. But the way the Gemara said that come a cheskas chiyuv, and mashma, you do have to come on. Here's the case when you have a suffix. Yeah, because there for sure, there was excellent. There was royal chayim v'kevim. The other shiloh that we had started the shiur with was the case of the guy with the drawers. And it was really a takeoff from a Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer talks about a guy that has a drawer with a lot of cash. Roivavit is tzedakah. I'm sorry, Roivavit is his own money. Roivavit is his own money. And a miyut is tzedakah. And he finds some on the floor. Are you allowed to rely on Roiv? So he says, no, tzaddik. And that's what we quoted before, that this tzaddik, even against Roiv. That's the Chassam Sofer. It's two versions of the test. I was masupik. What if all of it is tzedakah? A guy has a drawer, 80% of it is one tzedakah. 20%, there's another tzedakah, and he found it on the floor. He's not sure from which one it will belong. He didn't know how much was there. He knew that much more of it was from this moisid, and a small percentage was the other moisid. He finds some money on the floor. It's from one of them. The whole word of some cipher is that you, by tzaddik, do you say tzaddik to take it from a different tzedakah, or does zichy have to give both? What do you do? It wasn't your fault. It fell down. It wasn't your fault. It fell down. I'm not sure.
Why does he call the parsh mirror parsh?
Exactly, that's Roy, but that's what he said. There's not tzaddik by Roy. Again, let me start again, right? That's the chap. Again, let me explain it again. The first case, the case of Chesed was that Roy of the money was personal, was your own money. And only a meat was stuck. And L'chumra, you should have said, call the parish, Meruba parish. Avdem, the Chesed said, L'chumra, no, this is a din of tzaddik. And we said that tzaddik even goes against Roy. Where was the other case we talked about Roy? By Chayri Namolim, where Roy of it was first reported. My shail is, what if all of the money is stuck? Nor a meat is one stuck, and a Roy is the other stuck. How would tzaddik come in over there? Just a poor minute. The Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes, Mechalkin Kloyos Ve'agoyzim Latinoikos Kadei Shelo Yishnu. So the Chassam Sofer asks, it's Yidua, this is not a Gemara, but the Rama brings it, I think it's from the Goinim. It's a very old minute, that we don't eat agoyzim on Leil Rosh Hashanah, because agoyzim is Gematria Chet. So, Frekti Chassam Sofer, how is it that on Leil Pesach you give out a goizim? Rosh Hashanah were very nervin, begging a goizim. So, the Chassam Sofer explains there's a difference between Nisan and Tishrei. Tishrei is Tshuva Meira, and Nisan is Tshuva Me'av. And Tshat HaZoyf, Emes, we spoke that it says, Magbiyan Es HaKaira. Magbiyan Es HaKaira. You lift up the Kaira, the letters after Kaira. Kuf is Reish. Ayin is Pei, Reish is Shin, and Hei is Vav is Shofar. So Avada, there's a correlation between Rosh Hashanah and Pesach, Nisan and Tishrei. But the difference is that Tishrei is Meira. When it's Meira, the Tshuva is Doinis Nasin Shgogos. And there's still a Roshim of Chet, Egois, no Egoism on Rosh Hashanah. Or the Pesach is Kula, Yerotz of Ava, on Pesach you can even give Egoism. Bedoim alazeh, because they Roshavah Tesvav, the Sfarim write that Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is 10 days, is Tshuva Meira, but then 10 days from Yom Kippur to Lashon Hara is Tshuva Me'ava. That's why in Simchas Beis HaShieva, you would be shoyev from the Mayim. It says in the Gemara Sukkah, Isha Mevareres Chitim La'or Beis HaShieva. Chitim is Chet Yam. V'chatoim you threw out by Tashlich into the Yam, Then it was chet, it was tshuva meira, but now you're pushing it back. You could be shoyiv it back. Because it's nasan zechuyos. It's a doilis nasan zechuyos. And a hapehu. You could even take it back. So Pesach is that bechina that already it's tshuva me'ava. Now, about the Pesach, not matan tshuva, in the Haggadah we start off, according to some gerses, it's hey lach ma'anya. Hey. Hey is the ois of tshuva. You do it, the tshuva is when you mechaber the yud kei vav with the last hey. Hey is the ois of tshuva. The hachona to go into the Haggadah is the hey of tshuva. And that's also, I saw in Svarim that that's the pshat in Karpas. By Karpas, Karpas is the inyan of tshuva on Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. Because Yosef and the brothers, there was kina, or whatever we understand, in the Yud Be'Shvotim, but there was the Mechiris Yosef, which caused them to go down to Mitzrayim. And by the Mechiris Yosef, Yosef were Ksoinis Pasim, Umetargaminon, Rashi brings Karpas. Karpas is the remez for the Ksoinis Pasim. And it was because of a pigi and ben adam l'chaveri. And it says vayitfalu asaksoynes badam. And that connected that we do the tibul by karpas. It's meramez on trying to be mesakin the mechiras yosef, which means that avada on Pesach, the inyan of we also spoke that there's the inyan on Pesach that's called dichvin and on Yom Kippur this kol nidre. Both of them are chamishim shorim, but sign the ben adam l'mokim, sign the ben adam l'chaveroi, sign the ben adam l'atzmoi. Everyone has to take a zuch ois to be menake himself and be boidik b'chorin of stokin, and we could take a shikom ba'achdus, and then be'ezer Hashem we should be zoicha b'meher v'yamein l'shon haba b'Yerushalayim.
What happened to the
I don't think 25 people. I think 25, no. That's Yachloiku. He said Kodol and Gover. Your mom is going out above Metzia. Yeah, we have a Haisofa here. We have a Haisofa. There's a fourth tzad. Fourth tzadokas, you're not sure. So we said either you give $400, you give nothing, or you put $100 on the stem.